The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's STEMinist was responsible for a groundbreaking treatment for what was once an infamously debilitating and feared disease. Despite that fact, she's one of many women scientists who has only recently started to receive the recognition she deserves. Let's talk about Alice Ball. Alice Augusta Ball was born in Seattle, Washington in 1892. Her grandfather, James P. Ball Sr., is now known as one of the first African Americans to learn daguerreotype photography, the first publicly available photographic technique. The method involved a chemical process using mercury vapor and a silvered copper plate. Many of Alice's family members were photographers, exposing Alice to some fascinating chemistry from an early age. In 1903, Alice's whole family moved with James Ball Sr. to Hawaii. He was seeking a better climate to improve his poor health, and he opened a photo studio in Honolulu. Unfortunately, he passed away shortly after the move, and Alice's family returned to Seattle in 1905. Alice attended the University of Washington and earned a degree in pharmaceutical chemistry in 1912 and a degree in pharmacy in 1914. For graduate school, Alice returned to Hawaii and became the first woman, as well as the first African-American, to receive a degree in chemistry from the College of Hawaii. When she started teaching chemistry there the very same year, she was the first woman to do so. Meanwhile, doctors at Kalihi Hospital in Hawaii were struggling to treat a famously debilitating disease, Hansen's disease, also known as leprosy. Kalihi Hospital was one of the few facilities in the territory to take Hansen's disease patients. Though Hansen's disease is not particularly contagious, it can have visible and crippling side effects that earned it a stigmatized and feared reputation. Untreated Hansen's disease patients could suffer from skin lesions, nerve damage, and even paralysis. Facilities like Kalihi Hospital were working on using treatments that included kalmugra oil, derived from the seeds of an evergreen tree. When patients rubbed the oil on their skin, consumed it, or injected it, their Hansen's disease showed improvement. The catch? Working with pure natural oils brings inconsistent results, and this technique caused unpleasant side effects. The ideal treatment would not use the pure oil, but a solution of its most important chemical parts. Harry T. Holman, an assistant surgeon at Kalihi Hospital, recruited Alice to help work on a more effective treatment for Hansen's disease. He had taken notice of her impressive work as an instructor at the College of Hawaii, where she had managed to chemically break down another plant into its active components. Alice started working tirelessly on the cure. She taught during the day and rigorously studied the components of the oil at night. She was working under extreme pressure, which some claim may have made her sick. Nevertheless, Alice produced the key part of a new treatment in less than a year. She created a water-soluble solution of Kalmugra oil's main components that could be injected with few side effects. But Alice didn't get to publish her findings personally. She fell ill shortly after discovering this technique and returned home to Seattle. There, she passed away on December 31, 1916. She was just 24 years old. Alice's obituary in a Honolulu newspaper said she got chlorine poisoning while instructing her chemistry class. Ventilation hoods were not yet mandatory safety equipment in labs at the time. After her death, other researchers refined and published her technique without giving her the credit she deserved. This injectable for leprosy became in demand around the world, making it the standard treatment method until the 1940s. Over the past 20 years, Alice Ball has started to earn her due recognition for her incredible work. Harry Holman made it clear in a 1922 medical journal that Alice was the one responsible for creating the oil solution, using what he called the Ball method. Without this brief mention, Alice might never have been recognized for her achievements. The University of Hawaii has since placed a plaque dedicated to Alice beneath its only Kalmugra tree. The university's Board of Regents also posthumously awarded Alice its Medal of Distinction in 2007, and there's a scholarship endowed in her honor. All month, we're talking about STEMinists. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our newsletter, Womanica Weekly. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Encyclopedia Womanica. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.